So, Jim, would you like to introduce our first guest?
I do. You know, your philosophy or our philosophy is one in which we allow people to come and tell their story, to tell the stories of others that make a contribution to the community we live in. And that's what Spotlight, the theme of Spotlight's about. It's about putting in a spotlight and looking for the good in we believe people provide for our community. And I'm really delighted to have on air a very good friend to you and I, a great businessman and just a really great philanthropist. And that, of course, is Paul Maher, the founder and owner of Loxley on Bellbird Hill. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jim.
So nice to have you. Tell us, the last couple of weeks have been pretty tough for you in the Hawkesbury there, in the sense of your establishment is unbelievable. For those who know Loxley on Bellbird, it's just absolutely a wonderful spot. But the last couple of weeks, the environment, Mother Nature, has produced her own recipe. What was that like for you and surrounding people?
Yeah, well, Jim, the last couple of years have been pretty crazy. But talking about the last couple of weeks, look, we were like an island up here at beautiful Loxley on Bellbird Hill. We absolutely had amazing water views, and it was really, really a tough time particularly for our community. Really, really tough. But things are moving along fairly well, and it's been a great community effort with the help of people like the SES and the police and the fireys and ambulance. We actually helped out and housed some of those people on at our place during this horrible flood. So we had. We could help if there were any bad incidents happening on our side of the river, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. Paul, you've been in business for just over 50 years and been very successful in your journey in life, and congratulations. And a lot of people have been beneficiaries of your vision and entrepreneurship. What is it about community and people that you look for, those jewels in the crown, that makes other people successful, in the sense that how that comes about? What do you find in people?
Yeah, well, there's good in everybody, absolutely everybody. And I can remember my dear father, and I'm going back a lot of years now, and he was very involved with St. Vincent's de Paul. And my father had a farming background, and we moved to Sydney only because he wanted to give the four of us a private education. We left the farm. We've come from a farming background. And Dad got very involved with St. Monica's at North Parramatta with Father Wynne and played a big role with St. Vinny's. And he used to say, Paul, I've got to go to Parramatta jail, I've got to go to this jail and this jail. And I said, what in the hell are you doing that for, Dad, this is not the thing to do. I mean, you're putting yourself at danger. And he said, I'll never ever forget, he said to me, Paul, everybody has got some good in them. You've just got to find it, right? You've just got to find it and work on it.
And is that your philosophy as well, Paul? Have you taken that on?
I've certainly taken it on, and not only community, and particularly now as we move into tomorrow, if you know what I'm saying, what we've got to do in this great country, and aren't we so privileged to live in Australia, and not only live in Australia, I'm so privileged to have my business and my house, where I live, in this great place called Western Sydney. I'm so privileged. This is the place, and I'm sitting on the beautiful balcony here, overlooking the whole Sydney Basin, and it's just such beautiful cloud coverage today. No rain, thank God, but lots of cloud coverage. But it's just. We live in the best part of the world, without doubt.
It sure is, Paul. It's Darren here. Going back a few weeks, what were the first signs of this rain event was going to be such a large rain event. I think it's the most we've had since 25 years. What was the first science for you, and what went through your mind, and have you been through it before? Just give us a bit of a picture for our listeners, for someone who's up there with, as you say, the water views that you got through the last few weeks.
Yeah, no, great question. And you know, I've been in this part of the world for about 30 years now. And before that, I was a chemist for a long time. And I got to know some really amazing people, like John Miller and Brian Dunstan, Bill McNamara, I've known for nearly 60 years. These are legends, these guys. And both John, we buried him last Thursday, God bless him.
And I want to talk about John too in a moment, please,
yeah,
Paul.
And Brian Dunstan, we buried him about 4 months ago, or 3 months ago. But these guys, and you've got to respect, you know, and you've really got to respect their opinion. They really know what's happening with weather pattern and all the rest of it. And they were saying to me, year in, year out, you know what, Paul? One day it's going to rain and it's going to, you'll never see anything like it. Now, I don't think we've had that rain yet, to be honest. We had a darn big rain just recently, but we haven't had the big one. We haven't had the real big one. Now, that is really, really scary, the real big one. We've got a lot of things to do, and unfortunately, we do not have John Miller here anymore or Brian Dunstan here anymore. So I'm the disciple. I'm the guy now out there pleading with government to really make a difference with this beautiful part of the world we live in. And we've got to look at things like, you know, the dams and the walls and the rivers and the bridges, you know. There's so much amazing infrastructure going out here, thanks to Gladys Berejiklian. She's done an amazing job in her team. But we've really got to focus. And it was interesting listening to at the start of the program where you covered the roads, you know, Mount Toma's out. You know, that's a main artery. That is a main artery that is absolutely been smashed with slippage, right? But listen, we've got to get onto this. You know, the West is now open, if you know what I mean, because of all the infrastructure we've got here in Western Sydney. The West is opening up. And Jim's got his grandson on there this morning. One day, Ethan, you're doing a good job. One day, Ethan might want to buy a few acres on the other side of the mountain, right? And start a family. So Jim will have some great grandkids.
I might have a talk to him about that, though. He's and so on. Paul, we're going to go to a quick break because you've got a song you want to hear, because it really it tells a story about who you are and what you have for love for this great country. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim and Ethan, and we're just so delighted, Paul, that you could spare some time with us on 90.5. And we'll have this song and then we'll come back, and I want to talk more specifically about John Miller and the love you have for him and what you're going to do for him going forward.
Thanks, Jim.
Alive 90.5. It's 22 minutes past 10. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim, Darren and Ethan.
We have online Paul Marler, founder and owner of Loxley Hill on Bird Hill.
We nearly got it right, Paul. You did a very good job. Thank you, Ethan.
What a great voice.
He's got a great voice. A very, very good voice, and is doing a fantastic job. Paul, just very briefly, because time gets away so quickly, one of the things you and I were talking through the week is the whole demeanour and personality of John Miller. Why was John Miller such an icon, and why, like for Maurie Smith, it was on last week, and like for Bill McNamara and yourself, why have you taken up the challenges that he's given you to carry on his work? What did he have that maybe other people don't have?
John Miller was a very, very passionate man. He loved his community. He was in business and very successful in business, mainly in the farming part of business, Elf Mushrooms and all these great companies he ran, he was just a great you know, you could believe in him, you could trust him, you know, a trustworthy man. And we had lots and lots of chats. I mean, all the time. You know, he'd ring me or I'd ring him, and we'd chew the fat and try and get the world the way we wanted it. But he was so inspirational to me. In fact, I went through a very, very difficult time. I had what they call a midlife crisis. You've never had one, Jim, but I certainly had one. And I was unwell. And in fact, I had a nervous breakdown.
And Paul, thanks for sharing that with Darren and I, because this is live, and we don't have any second breaks between anything. And Paul, for you to tell our listeners that and to share that, thank you.
Yeah, well, mental health is, and I've been there. I know what it's like on the dark side, and I try and help out as many people as I can in that area. It is a horrible thing. We're still, you know, with all this, with what's going on at the moment, that's a big issue for the government to really address, and mental health. But there is sunshine at the end of the tunnel. There is sunshine. I guess what I'm trying to say is John Miller helped bring the sunshine to me. In fact, we used to have a lot of discussions. I was lucky enough. I thought I've only ever been in two industries, and that's in the financial industry, and then in the hospitality and tourism industry. And I thought, I don't know much about hospitality or tourism. So I went and said to our local council, the Hawkesbury Council, look, I want to know everything about the Hawkesbury. I want to know it backwards. And they said, oh, okay. Next minute, there's a bloke called John Miller, who was an ambassador for Hawkesbury, an absolutely amazing ambassador, took 10 of us around and showed us the amazing Hawkesbury. I mean, there's people that have lived here for 60,000 years, and that's how Indigenous. And the reason they chose to live here was because of the fertile country, the food, you know, the fish and the berries and all the rest of it. That really interests me. I want to know more about our great Indigenous people who have been here for 60,000 years. And John Miller, anyhow, he showed us the Hawkesbury backwards, including Vinegar Hill. And he lies in front of Vinegar Hill now at that one of your great sponsors, and that's Castlebrook, right? He lies in front of Vinegar Hill. We went to that site and he explained to us, you know, and I do remember from history when I was a kid, Vinegar Hill was a big name. They've elected a lovely memorial there at Castlebrook. And John's lying right in front of it. He was just, you know, and any time that I needed help, I'd ring him. I've got people who are really mentors, are great mentors for me. Bill McNamara's another guy. He's just such a full of knowledge about how business works and fair go and all the rest of it. He's just such a gentleman. You know, there's so many great people out there, and I encourage everybody to get to know your community and work with your community. It's a place to really get a lot of strength from, if you know what I'm saying.
We do, Paul. And on that note, we're going to have to finish, because I can't believe how quick time goes. Can't thank you, Darren. I can't thank you. We love it when other people give praise and really tell other people about the story of other people's lives rather than their own as well. You have a great story to tell, and John Miller was an icon, a great person, has made a big impact on your life, and we here at 90.5 on Spotlight, thank you so much for giving us your time, your energy, your philanthropy that you give to helping so many people. We're very grateful. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Jim, it's always great being with you guys, and you're doing a tremendous job in the community yourselves. It's just a fantastic program you and Darren have put together, and you know, I'll be tuning into it more regular, and I see who you've got on today, and these guys are legends, and all good, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity of saying good day, okay?
Well, we dips our lid to you, Paul Ma, and have a great day.
Have a great morning.
See you guys.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work, Ethan.
We'll try.
Alive 90.5.